conquest to victory. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. This promise follows well upon that of yesterday. We are evidently to be conformed to our covenant head, not only in his being bruised in his heel, but in his conquest of the evil one. Even under our feet is the old dragon to be bruised. The Roman believers were grieved with strife in the church, but their God was the God of peace and gave them rest of soul. The archenemy tripped up the feet of the unwary and deceived the hearts of the simple, but he was to get the worst of it and to be trodden down by those whom he had troubled. This victory would not come to the people of God through their own skill or power, but God himself would bruise Satan. Though it would be under their feet, yet the bruising would be of the Lord alone. Let us bravely tread upon the tempter, not only inferior spirits, but the prince of darkness himself must go down before us. In unquestioning confidence in God, let us look for speedy victory. Shortly, happy word, shortly we shall set our foot on the old serpent. What a joy to crush evil! What dishonor to Satan to have his head bruised by human feet. Let us by faith in Jesus tread the tempter down.